Hello and welcome to Management Cast, where some of the brightest minds in the business world explain the commercial concepts shaping industry today. This week, we're speaking to Jerker Lay, a professor of leadership and organizational behavior at IMD. It's good to have you here, Jerker.
Great to see you again, Zheng Zhou. Look forward to resuming our dialogue.
Jerker is an award-winning organizational scholar and an expert on psychological safety, team dynamics, and organizational learning. She's also spent much of her time working with error management, or as you already know it much better, failure. So we've been talking about this over three episodes already. And in our fourth and final conversation, we're going to look ahead at the future of this topic and how firms might handle failure in the months and years to come. And I want to start with technology. Jerker, there's been so much talk about tech and AI in the past year. And Mike and Armit, Talk Tech, our sister podcast, has covered artificial intelligence in great detail. How do you think this might change how companies manage failure?
This is an excellent question, Zheng Zhou. And certainly, right, the technology brings some uneasiness, but I would view this as a great opportunity. If we actually remember what we have been discussed, failure and the mistakes and the similar connotations or concept usually have a negative connotation towards it. Partially is because usually we have to deal with negative emotions. What actually technology can really facilitate the process is that potentially this whole technology, particularly AI-aided technology, can probably help us to cope that emotional component. Let's just take it for example. Usually when we talk about the learning failure, learning from mistakes is so challenging is because to begin with, those actually instances of failures and the mistakes are not reported by employees to their bosses. And hopefully with AI and similar technologies, employees will feel actually empowered, will feel much safer when they actually need to disclose some very sensitive information related to failure and the mistakes. So I actually do view this as the tremendous opportunities for organizations and the managers to explore.
Jerker, you're talking there about how tech can help us facilitate the kind of emotional side of dealing with failure, right? How employees may feel more able to share their thoughts on failure. But what about the flip side to that? Is there a chance that AI technology like this can make employees feel more distant from leadership because of this?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, this is a great observation, Zheng Zhou. Early in my comments mentioned about the technology and AI in particular present both challenges and opportunities. Why we are very excited about the opportunities is certainly I want to caution scholars like myself and managers to be aware of some side effect or cost related, such as we actually probably implement all the technology into the whole actual process and monitor the process, interact with human beings. There would need to be a fine line we walk through. Because in otherwise, employees probably even feel more dehumanized. They recognize that, oh, maybe their bosses, their managers or coworkers are even less interested in hearing from their stories or insights. Rather, you know, those actually interaction was replaced by technology. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that what to do with the data? Right, we probably are not short of the data. On the one hand, I think technology presents the opportunity to bring a lot of data, but on the other hand, still, after all, it's the managers and human. We make assumptions. So how to best take advantage of the data remain actually challenging.
So you're talking there about the data, and you know, it occurs to me that a lot of the conversation about AI revolves around what it's trained on, you know, the data that AI has to work with. Do you feel as though the more data that is produced, the better AI tools are going to become in these kind of company settings? I mean, what do you see as the role of AI in, you know, not just identifying or reporting failures, but also in kind of giving good tips and advice to employees?
Yeah, I really love this conversation because you're spot on, Zheng Zhou, because I think like any industry right now, I think particularly in the domain of managing failure and the learning from them is how AI can provide accurate debriefing or feedback or, you know, overall summaries. Unless we are actually intentional about training the AI with the right type of data, I think we may not necessarily reap the benefit. So one particular area I would love to see the organization can do better is that to really create the safe space, employees can really disclose some sensitive information. For example, when they actually make a mistake, what actually triggers, you know, for those mistakes, and how do they feel about it, you know, when they actually committed the failure, and all this actual information, I think is going to help to train the AI to be more accurate. But also I think a particular caveat is that all those data should not only be translated into numbers, but also I think the sum of the very, very sensitive contents, especially attached to human feelings, humanity, I think that should be captured to feed back to the technology.
Do you see a potential future in workplaces around the world? I mean, you've talked about in the last few episodes, in particular, aviation companies, you know, medical situations. Do you see a world developing where AI, you know, isn't just the tool to help deal with these things, that it entirely replaces systems of feedback? Or do you think the human element needs to be there?
I strongly believe that the human element need to be there. What is exciting about the technology, and particularly AI-aided technology, is that because they are so smart and we can train them to maintain some of the very important component of humanity. For example, empathy. And particularly in the context of failure, right? We already mentioned it can be stressful, can be emotionally, you know, charged event. And if we are able to feed the technology to process the data and to be the tool to create a safe space, actually empathy was emphasized rather than blame, you know, stressed. I think that gives us a lot of an advantage for us to do that. So in a nutshell, rather than treating the AI as a complete tool to detach the humanity part from the process, actually AI and the technology can enhance the humanity aspect of handling mistakes and failures.
And there's the emotional side of it, but I'm also wondering about the kind of responsibility side of it too. You know, obviously, one of the facets of management is being the last person responsible for a process, right? The buck, so to speak, stops with you if you're the boss. If more and more of our processes are handed over to AI, or more of the feedback loop is handed over to AI, is that also a reason behind it? Is there also a kind of necessary human element to take responsibility? You know, I mean, we're talking about failure here, to take responsibility for the training, to take responsibility for amending those failures.
Yeah, excellent questions. And certainly make me and many people to think. I would actually respond in probably two set of thinking. One is directly related to the failure context. I think the technology and the AI certainly address, right, we mentioned the emotional component, but also I think it can set up the process to say that, well, given that now we have a better reporting process, we have a better training process, and in fact, the responsibility part of the equation become even more transparent. I think that should be the goal when we actually think about how to implement the tool of AI. The other set of response to your question and the comments is that I think it's in a much broader ecosystem. Because here we just talk about specific context of failure. But in the end, when we talk about the learning, and then when we talk about the potentially even innovation and seize the opportunity of the failure or the mistakes can bring, we are really talking about in a broader context, what kind of a culture the organization want to build. Because unless we have that right type of a culture, I think all we have discussed probably will remain challenging to accomplish. And the good news is that AI-aided tool nowadays really help organization to reshape the whole ecosystem, particularly in terms of the culture. For example, how to actually build more warmth and empathy, and using those tools created the space for colleagues, for example, to build the trust, to share more, and to celebrate more, including celebrated failures. So I think this is, again, present tremendous, you know, challenges, but also certainly bring a lot of opportunities.
Thank you, Jaco. Now, I know that AI has been the hot topic of 2023, and it's going to remain the hot topic in 2024. I'm sure that, you know, when you started your research into, you know, failure management and these areas, AI wasn't the principal reason behind it. So I wanted to move off that slightly and then into, you know, your areas of research and what you're looking forward to looking at. You know, where do you think this subject is, you know, going to go? What are the areas of interest that you have in the coming years at IMD?
I would like to highlight three projects. One actually has been already completed and published, but it had laid the foundation for at least the two projects to come in this domain of learning from a failure and mistakes. So particularly in the one article we published in 2018 is called a In Action Reflection. So that's the article we talk about why, you know, seize the moment to reflect, to recap what has been going well, what has been derailing from the process was important. So building from that project, we recognize that creating that actually space for team members or employees to come forward to have the moment to really dive into some reflections is so critical for us to address failures and mistakes and to really learn from them. So for some ongoing projects, one is more about, you know, how actually employee and their boss can create that healthy dynamic. So the employees or any typical average, you know, Zhike or average Joe would feel very comfortable to share with their boss or supervisors, I just made a mistake. And that actually dynamic becomes very important. So it still tapped upon some of the key component of psychological safety. The other projects is really talking about in the team dynamics. And particularly, you know, we have some major event, there will be some actually success, but also there will be some near misses. So which means that potentially that could potentially lead to the failure or some minor mistakes. And that provides a really live case for discussion, for reflection. So there was one project I'm also working is about how we actually can create that space and really give the agency for team members to come forward to reflect and then to really build up each other in the space of learning from failures. And, you know, the interesting finding for that project is that at this point, we also recognize that actually indeed address some emotional stress from the whole episode of learning and handling mistakes.
Jaco, looking even further ahead, you know, I'm wondering if when you're doing these research projects, do you look at the changing attitudes of certain groups to failure and how to manage failure? You know, I ask because we read so much about different attitudes and work between generations. Is this something that you're going to be looking at all? Is this something that comes up in the literature?
I have to say that still much for me to explore, but one actually quick answer and also reflection I can share is that I think this is tapped upon some of the diversity. So here, when I mention diversity, it's not to talk about the typical, for example, demographic diversity, but fundamentally it's more about what type of actually learning attitude you actually hold. For example, some generation or some team members naturally really focus on the performance and really be perfect. And therefore, they spend a lot of energy to think about how to avoid mistakes or avoid failure versus some generation or some people's training or disciplinary function is more about they are very open. They really have a learning orientation. Basically, they really want to experiment. And in fact, we have one project working on this type of diversity is about how the actually different learning orientations can really play a role in actually this process of handling mistakes. And what we found actually so important is going back to the very important human aspect of team dynamics, that unless we actually can be curious and can be open to share information, especially take advantage of a different and a very diverse perspective, the real learning would not happen. And then we would probably still go back to the old path of making the same mistakes. But coming back to your point, Zhang Zhou, is that indeed is an exciting moment for us to rethink about the whole domain of failure and error. And actually, many of the fundamental management principles still play a role, including trust, being open-minded, and open communication, all still actually very important to this domain of learning from failure.
Jaka, you mentioned so many different things there, and over the course of these few episodes on understanding and dealing with failure. I'm going to come to a close here, but before I do, I wanted to ask if you were to pick out one sort of sentence, one piece of advice from the whole series, you know, if you're going to give that to somebody in a leadership position listening to this podcast, what would you say if there was one thing you were going to advise them on, the best way to improve their approach to failure in the workplace?
I will try my best, but you know, three words come to my mind, and indeed it's also based on an aviation study. I have to use the three words as aviate, navigate, and communicate. So just quickly to explain what do we mean. Aviate, you know, is by default, we need to actually take responsibility and then have that proficiency, well, have that actually competency to fly the aircraft or do any task. Navigate, meaning that we need to learn to be very agile and adaptive. So because we have a lot of protocols and a lot of prescriptions, but in the end is that we have to learn and coordinate on the flight, because given that the nowadays business environment have been so dynamic and volatile. And finally, communicate. I think that's the key component for us. Either we're talking about sharing different perspective, when we talk about disclose our mistakes and failures, communication is the key. So again, aviate, navigate, and communicate. Thank you so much, Zhang Zhou.
Thank you, Zhuka. That's a fantastic place to end there. Aviating, navigating, and communicating. I want to say thank you once more to you, Zhuka Lei, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Zhang Zhou.
And to remind listeners that Zhuka Lei is an award-winning organizational scholar at IMD. And you can find out more about her work and courses at the campus in Lausanne by going to imd.org. We'll see you next time.